A year ago, the whole world came to a standstill. With an increase in coronavirus cases, UK experienced its first lockdown, and with it, new restrictions, introduction of social distancing, and changes to our day-to-day lives. As we mark the anniversary of the first lockdown here on RNIB Connect Radio, we'll be chatting with members of the blind and partially sighted community to hear how the last year has been for them. Today, sharing his experience of lockdown is avid gamer and active member of the RNIB Connect Voices community. It's been such a long time since we last spoke, and a lot has happened since then.
It has, yeah. I feel like it was around last summer that we'd last spoken, and it felt like at that stage people were just sort of settling into lockdown, sort of starting to get used to it, and thinking that there might be freedom on the horizon. And yet here we are, about 9 months later, and we're marking the year anniversary. It seems strange, really, but I've got to a stage now where I think many people have said this, and it's certainly the case for me, that lockdown life feels like normal life. And hopefully, touch wood, once we get back to being able to go out and do things and live like we used to, it's going to probably take another year to get used to doing that again. And certainly from a visually impaired perspective, there's sort of certain points that are going to make it even more challenging for us in a way to get back to it.
As much as we're looking forward to, I guess, a return to normalcy, there are certain things when it comes to easing of restrictions that can be a bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have quite a few concerns. Mobility is probably the biggest one for me. Whenever I've been out during the pandemic, which it hasn't been too often, so I work from home, and whenever I do go out, I've sort of noticed that my mobility confidence has decreased quite a bit over the past year with that lack of practice. I'm a white cane user, and I feel like at times maybe my technique hasn't been as up to scratch as it was before lockdown, and my confidence when moving around the town where I live and sort of doing things that before lockdown I wouldn't have even given a second thought to, I'm much more nervous about at the moment. And definitely when it comes to being around other people and the negative reactions you can sometimes experience when you don't social distance as well. But I think there's been plenty of positives too, particularly when it comes to people's attitudes towards mental health. Over the past year, whenever you do speak to people over Zoom or however it is, there's in the past you might have just I guess asked people how they are, and they'd ask you how you are, and people sort of give a quick "yeah, I'm fine" answer and don't really tend to discuss it. But I've really noticed over the past year that people have really been giving much more attention to that question and actually talking about how they feel and their experiences of lockdown. So I think in that aspect, the past year has taught us something about mental health and made us more aware of what other people are going through, which I really hope sticks going forward.
What would you say was the one thing, or maybe there were a few things that really helped you through the lockdown and through this past year?
Trying to stay busy has been the most important thing. In one sense, one of the bigger positives of lockdown for me was when it started, it gave me a chance to focus on certain, aspects of my life that I hadn't really given much attention to beforehand, because it was a case of you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything, so I might as well put full attention into this. Sort of for me personally, it's ended up resulted in, a year further down the line, I'm living in my first home now with my partner, and I got my first proper, paid job about 6 months ago. And I think that without the lockdown, I may not have actually found myself in that place. It was just the opportunity that presented itself to just I guess focus on personal development and keeping busy has made the time pass a little bit quicker and sort of taken the focus off the lockdown side of things.
I guess in a way, the lockdown forced us to reprioritize what was really important in our lives.
Yeah, it definitely made us Not that I didn't appreciate my family, friends, and partner beforehand, but it makes you see them in a new light when you haven't been able to see them for so long. It makes you appreciate even more the times you can speak to them and laugh with them. A large part of my life before this was going to concerts with friends and festivals as well. Obviously, that's not been able to happen for a year now, and I think even more so when I can go back to doing that. It's not just going to be the music and the entertainment that I go for. It's going to be that, the interaction, the chance to spend time with other people, and it's going to bring a whole new level of appreciation that wasn't there in the past.
What do you think could really help you as we come out of lockdown and restrictions and rules change?
Obviously, the necessity for information to be delivered in a clear and concise way is vital at the minute. Obviously, from the government's side of things, that hasn't always been the case throughout this, but particularly for visually impaired people and disabled people as a whole, coming out of lockdown, there needs to be specific attention paid to us, really, and consideration given to the sort of challenges that we're going to face. And from the public in general, there needs to be sort of a greater awareness of the challenges that we might face, like particularly the social distancing and mobility. I just feel like there's going to be, I think the demand for mobility officers after this is going to be sky high. And I just think that those resources need to be made available to people, and the opportunity for people to develop awareness needs to be quite prevalent, because it's going to be a huge challenge. There's people that haven't been able to do things for about a year, and they might have lost practice doing them. So it's going to be about a period of adaptation to make that easier. The communication from the top and I guess the restrictions need to be made clear to everybody. Certainly, that's from my point of view anyway.
Ross Megan, thank you so much for sharing your experience here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I hope next time we catch up again, everything is back to normal.
Yep, fingers crossed. Bring on the coffee shops.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.